Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the 101 10 weeks program and through the upcoming online community. And to know more about these offerings or to sign up to the waiting list for the community, follow the link in the description or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. The community is going to launch in the next couple of weeks, like at the end of February. I'm super excited about it. So yeah, if you want to know more, follow the links. So today I want to talk about guilt, because guilt is one of the biggest challenges we face as daughters of narcissistic mothers. It is in absolute the topic I get the most questions about from you, from all of you listening in. And today I want to also talk about what is the biggest mistake we make when dealing with guilt. And also I'm going to stick with this episode till the end. I'm going to share with you 3 steps to heal this guilt that we carry as daughters of narcissistic mothers. But let me start by asking you, is guilt something you struggle with when it comes to your relationship with your mother? Or with anyone else? And, you know, this could be extending to other members of your family or your new family, maybe your partner, your children. Guilt can spread from the relationship you have with your mother and the guilt patterns in that relationship to pretty much every other relationship in your life. Do you still feel guilt when you set your boundaries with your mother? Do you struggle with guilt despite knowing your mother's behavior is toxic? If yes, if your answer is yes, you are definitely not alone in this. As I said, this is the topic I get the most questions about. And in my experience working with daughters of narcissistic mothers, guilt is one of the biggest challenges we face. I get asked all the time things like, how do I deal with the guilt? Or, despite all she has done, I still feel guilty every time I say no to her. How do I stop it? Or, I feel so silly, but no matter what I try, this guilt doesn't go away. I'm desperate. These are quotes from emails I've received from listeners. And I so get it. Dealing with guilt has been one of my biggest personal challenges. The guilt remained strong for me even after I learned about maternal narcissism, even after I went no contact. And it has ruled my life since I was like a little child. Guilt patterns, the cover narcissist in my family that have raised me, like my grandmother, my great-grandmother, it was all about guilt. From very, very early on. And what I've realized in this journey is that guilt remains even when the rational part of you understands your mother has toxic behaviors. Guilt remains even when you learn to set boundaries to protect yourself. Guilt remains even after you go no contact. But why? Why does that? Why is it like so consistent? And why is it such a stubborn emotion that doesn't want to go away? Why do we feel so guilty towards a person that has caused us so much hurt? Guilt tripping is one of the main forms of manipulation by a narcissistic mother, especially the vulnerable type, the one that is more like the victim type narcissistic mother. Like, guilt tripping is one of her favorite go-tos. She uses phrases designed to trigger guilt in you. And there's nothing too low. There's no blow that is too low in the game of guilt tripping. She will use anything she knows will work to trigger guilt in you. She can say things like, you're the only one I have left. Or, I am so alone. If you leave me too, what will I do? Or, a good daughter wouldn't answer like that after all I've done for you. Or, I have very little left to leave. And you would deny me joy? Or you would deny me what I'm asking you? Or, your behavior hurts me and you don't even care. How could you be so cruel and insensitive? And so on. So those are just examples. And some of those examples are actually from my own personal experience. So they're real examples. You more than likely have your own version of what she can use, of what your narcissistic mother can use to trigger guilt in you. And the thing is, even if you choose to go no contact, the guilt often remains. You know, she's not there anymore. Let's say you're no contact and she's not there anymore telling you those things, but still the guilt is there keeping you up at night. It has kept me up at night for so many nights of my life. I can't even count them anymore, like years and years and years. For years, I've lived with guilt as a constant ache in my body, always there. Not just with my mother, as I mentioned, but also with other narcissistic members of my family. I had actually come to accept that it would never go away, that's it. I am going to feel this guilt for the rest of my life, so I just have to deal with it in the best way I can, but I'm never going to get rid of it. Until things changed. What I've recently realized is that the guilt is no longer there as much as it used to, and it's way less triggerable, by those family members I'm still in contact with. Way less triggerable. And I'll share an example with you, so just a very practical example. I recently received a letter from my grandfather, who is quite old, where he used his coming near the end of his life as a way to attempt to guilt me into breaking the no contact with my mother. He used terms such as, in the name of the love that I have for you, so using conditional love, and be the more mature one in the situation. This is an all-time favorite of my grandfather, meaning that if I don't do as he says, I'm showing how immature I am. And other phrases. So the fact is, even knowing all I know about narcissism, a letter like this would have sent me in a downward spiral for weeks. The rational part of me would have known he was guilt tripping me, but still the guilt would have been very intense and overwhelming. This time around, there was nothing. Just my solid internal no to his request, because I'm not going to break the no contact, or my solid internal no to engage in such conversation with him at all, because I'm not going to discuss my relationship with my mother with him. So what has changed? And this is what I want to share with you today, with the intention to offer support in overcoming this constant guilt that doesn't allow you to be happy. And I want to start with the biggest. Actually, yeah, before I share with you what has changed, I want to start with the biggest mistake we make as daughters of narcissistic mothers when attempting to get rid of guilt. Because this is actually what has changed for me along the journey. And this is, look, this biggest mistake that we make is that we're fighting the guilt. We're attacking it head on. The biggest mistake is thinking that guilt is the thing that needs to be eradicated. And I was doing that. I've tried to do just that for a long time. It simply didn't work. I was going at the guilt. I wanted to get rid of the guilt. But we simply can't get rid of the guilt. And I'm going to go into why in a little while. The other thing that some of us try and do is to remove the triggers. Like by going no contact, for example, or very low contact. What we think is, if I don't talk to her, she won't be able to guilt trip me, and so I'll be guilt free. And it may even work for a while. But very often the guilt comes back. And in some cases, it gets even worse because of the distance you've created. So actually, when we set a boundary, and I've seen that with clients, when they start working on boundaries and they actually start setting boundaries and the boundaries get successful, so they're actually making progress and it's great, the guilt comes back full force. It gets even worse because you've created a distance, a space, you've set a boundary, and the guilt comes back. Without considering all the possible guilt tripping that maybe flying monkeys could do if you're going no contact or low contact. So that is like a side conversation. Again, this is not an argument on whether to go no contact or not. This is a very personal choice. The point is that the guilt you feel inside won't go away no matter the distance you place between yourself and your mother. And this can be very frustrating at best and soul-crushing at worst. To be free of the guilt, we need to understand where it comes from in the first place. Because so that way, instead of attacking the guilt head on, which, as we said, this is the biggest mistake, it's the thing that doesn't work, we can actually go to the root, which is what I'm going to share in a little while. So to understand where the guilt comes from, let's talk about guilt for a minute. There are two types of guilt: healthy guilt and unhealthy guilt. The healthy guilt is that feeling that motivates positive change, such as a real apology followed by constructive change. So you do something to someone, you realize that that was not nice or hurtful, you see the reaction in the other person, you have empathy, so you see, okay, that person is suffering because I've done something. Okay, I'm going to sincerely apologize. I mean it. That split second of guilt, it's like a feeling that just is the one that drives the understanding, the apology, and then the self-growth. So I'm not going to do that again. So this healthy guilt that is just like a momentary feeling allows self-reflection and allows self-growth and doesn't make you feel bad or stuck. So that's the healthy guilt. Unhealthy guilt, on the other hand, is followed by self-blame, anxiety, and internal rumination when thoughts keep going around and around in your head, playing some version of the story of how bad you are. And the result of this unhealthy guilt is that you feel stuck and constantly in the wrong, even when you rationally know this isn't true. Like, as we said, even after realizing about maternal narcissism, even about when you learn about the toxic behaviors, even when that rational part tells you, okay, all of that, it's my narcissistic mother's toxic behavior, still the guilt is there. Okay? So where does the unhealthy guilt come from? It is the result of the conditioning you've received growing up with a narcissistic mother, and it is tightly linked with shame. And this is what has changed for me and has made all the difference. So it's the understanding that guilt is not the enemy. Shame is at the root of the guilt that we feel. So when, despite knowing about narcissism, despite having understood how your narcissistic mother has hurt you, despite having understood how setting boundaries is necessary and healthy, you still feel this soul-crushing guilt, this happens because a part of you still feels responsible for what is happening. A part of you still blames yourself for what is happening. A part of you still feels shame. So at the root of guilt, there are still some inner beliefs that somehow you are the one in the wrong in the situation. And these beliefs can be buried well, well, well deep in your subconscious. So your rational mind tells you it makes no sense to feel guilty, but the subconscious is telling another story. And in a battle between rationality and subconscious, the subconscious always wins. So I want to give you an overview of guilt's origin story in your nervous system. The first thing, the root where it all starts, is the childhood conditioning. So your narcissistic mother conditioned you to believe from a very young age that to be a good person, you have to be good to your mother, or that you're inherently wrong or bad and that you should be ashamed of yourself just by default, or that it is the universal truth that a good daughter should feel responsible for her mother and her mother's emotional state. So she may have told you things like, I'm only happy when you hug me. So again, this is like seems like a really lovely thing, but actually it puts in the child the conditioning that you need to hug your mother to make her happy. So you are responsible for her happiness. If you don't hug her, you're going to feel guilty because you're a bad person, because you are making your mother feel bad. Or she could have told you things like, you're the only one who gets me. Or I would be so alone if you weren't here. Or things like, you will leave me just like everyone else did. So all of these are parts, and whatever your version of these possible things that your mother has told you from a very young age has conditioned the guilt in your system. She may have told you all about her emotions, for example, telling you about people who hurt her, making you directly or indirectly feel responsible for how she felt. She may have blamed you for how bad she felt, like telling you things like, oh, you're such a bad daughter, no wonder I'm always sad, no wonder I'm always upset. I have no choice but to be upset with you all the time. That's just the way you are. Making you believe that you're to be blamed for her emotional state. She may have used comparisons. We know that a narcissistic mother triangulates, uses comparisons, and this could have gone in two ways. She could have shown you other daughters' behaviors that were bad with their mothers. So like to say, if you behave like them, you're gonna be a bad person as well. Or the opposite, she could have shown you daughters that actually behaved in a way that she thought was great with their mothers, just to show off how bad you were with her. So in either way, she's making you feel guilty and planting seeds of guilt in your system. These seeds, so the second step in this overview of guilt origin story, so the childhood conditioning plants what we have just described now, plants seeds of shame. Because that's the root. As we said, it's not the guilt, it's the shame. Seeds of shame. Every bit of your mother's emotional immaturity that was dumped on you in some way, you have your version of it, planted a seed of shame. Planted a seed for those beliefs that still now drive your guilt. And not only your guilt, because we're talking about guilt today, but these seeds of shame actually drive a lot of the behaviors that we have in life, a lot of the things that happen to us in life, in relationships, in friendships, in work, in parenting. So much it's driven by these seeds of shame that have been planted when you were younger. And then the next level is the right buttons. So there's the childhood conditioning, which creates and plants the seeds of shame. And then there's the right buttons. So your narcissistic mother knows the buttons to push to make you feel guilty. Why? Because she put them there. She planted those seeds. And so she knows you, and she knows that if she pushes the right buttons, she's harvesting from those seeds that she's planted earlier on. And then there is the next point is the road well traveled. So those paths of guilt in your system are open and well traveled. Imagine like your nervous system being a map with a lot of different roads. And the roads of guilt and shame are solid up because we've traveled those roads. You've traveled those constantly from your childhood. You've been trained to take those roads, those seeds of shame from which guilt comes from. Those roads have been really well traveled, and so they become easily triggerable because they're well traveled. So that's where, even in your mother's absence, for example, so let's say you went no contact, you're not seeing your mother, you're not talking to her, but a thought can be enough to spiral down in guilt. And this used to happen to me. I could be in bed before falling asleep, and then all of a sudden a thought about my grandmother alone at home in Italy, kilometers away. She hadn't told me anything. No one had rang me. No one had spoke to me. But still, a thought could come up, and I could go down this rabbit hole of guilt and actually be awake for hours in bed, feeling extremely uncomfortable, suffering, feeling hurt, feeling the guilt, and feeling like it was all my fault, all my responsibility, and it wouldn't go well, as you can well imagine. So a thought can be enough, because these roads, these internal roads in our nervous system, are well traveled and they're easily triggerable. The result of it all is a strong, soul-crushing, constant feeling of guilt that you feel you can't escape, no matter how much you fight it. And it eats away at you from the inside every moment you pause and let yourself feel it. So what happens? You run to distraction to try and numb it, or you put a lot of energy in suppressing it, and you try a million modalities, but guilt still remains. Or you break your boundaries with your narcissistic mother in order to ease the guilt. So if any of this sounds familiar, I so get it. I have been there for so long, and I've tried everything before truly understanding guilt. So there's nothing wrong with you. That's really important. I want you to hear that. There's nothing wrong with you, and you're not doomed to feel like that for the rest of your life. There's a different way. And that's what made all the difference. That this different way is what made all the difference in me being able to receive a letter from my grandfather that would have been like such a trigger. I am not kidding you. Like, that would have been an incredibly big trigger for me. Not so long ago, like I can only go like maybe a couple of years ago, that would have sent me down like a crazy spiral of guilt, obviously, but like, but then from the guilt, the self-loathing and blaming myself for everything, and then also being not available for my daughters and possibly not available for my partner, for my husband, and maybe fights with my husband. Things would have gone bad at work, and like it literally affected everything, and it could have been as simple as a short phone call or a letter like that. That was the letter that was, it was a half a page letter. There were like a few sentences put together, which were all manipulation tactics, but like it was very short. It wasn't even one of the big, big letters. So that could have sent me down the rabbit hole. And the difference has been this. It's been stop fighting the guilt. Guilt is just a symptom, not the root cause. So we take the focus from it, and we actually understand that that guilt comes from this deeply rooted shame that has been planted there seed by seed by our narcissistic mother or any other narcissistic member of our family when we were growing up, when we were young, small children growing up. That conditioning, those deeply rooted beliefs are what we want to go to eradicate the guilt, because the guilt will go. And that's the great news. The guilt will actually go. But if we take on the guilt as the enemy, that's not going to work. It's a battle that we're going to lose because it's not the cause. We need to go layers deeper and get to the cause. So here are three steps to work on this that I want to share with you today. What I'm going to say is that this is not like an overnight process. Personally, for me, guilt was such a big thing. I had to work on this for like quite some time, because when we're working with deeply rooted beliefs, it's a slow step-by-step process. You can't just find a deeply rooted belief and try to hack it and try to bypass it and try to positive think yourself into believing the opposite of that. That's not gonna happen. It has to be a deep journey within the body and in all those pathways and patterns, and that reconfiguration of the map of the roads well traveled in your system, and start opening new pathways. So this process does require guidance. I definitely had guidance, and I needed guidance, and it requires time. So be very gentle with yourself. But I want to give you these three steps because that's where it all starts from. So the first step is understanding that guilt is not the cause. Guilt is not the enemy. Guilt is the symptom of underlying shame in your subconscious belief system. So that's the first point. You want to understand that. The second point or step is learn tools. So you need tools to navigate the waves of guilt that rise up. Because, okay, you're saying that guilt is not the cause, but guilt is going to still show up in your system, right? It's not just going to be disappearing the minute that you realize that that's just a symptom. It's still going to come up in waves. So you want to have tools that help you to navigate those waves of guilt, like breathing, self-regulation techniques, consciously placing your attention somewhere else, which is very different than distracting and numbing. So in this way, you can let the waves come and go without feel crushed by them and without increasing your resistance to them. You know, that wanting to get rid of the guilt and fight it as if it was the enemy, that resistance is not going to help you, because ultimately you're fighting a part of yourself that's there, and that's not going to be helpful. So in the meantime, you can work at the root. So first, you understand that guilt is not the cause, guilt is not the enemy. Second, you learn tools to navigate those waves of guilt. And third step, you start identifying beliefs of self-blame and shame in your nervous system, in your system. So you want to find out what those beliefs are, or that one, but it might be one, might be more than one. I think the deeper you go, the more you narrow it down. So at the beginning, when you start this, you may even have quite a list of beliefs, and that's okay. The deeper you go in the layers, you're going to narrow it down and down and down and down. And it's going to be a handful of them by the end of it. I think I can, for myself, identify maybe two or three main deeply rooted beliefs that were at the cause of pretty much everything else. But there's layers to it. So again, you may find quite a long list when you start, and then when you ask those questions again and again and again. For me, this was a process of years. So again, there's no time frame that applies to everyone the same. So whatever amount of time this is going to take for you. So you want to ask yourself questions like, where do I still blame myself? Where do I feel I am inherently wrong or at fault? Where do I feel I should know better and do better? Those are the questions that you want to ask yourself to start identifying those subconscious beliefs. When you identify those underlying beliefs, you get to the root cause of the guilt that can still be triggered. My grandfather in his letter could only trigger guilt if I deeply believe that I am actually at fault for what's happening with my mother. If I deeply believe that I'm in the wrong, then he can trigger guilt. If I have worked with those deep-rooted beliefs and I actually got to a grounded, embodied place of feeling, I'm actually protecting my precious heart, and I fully believe that now. I didn't for a very long time, but I actually really believe that I am deserving of happiness. I am deserving of joy, and I'm deserving of being treated in a certain way, which my mother won't do. Therefore, I'm going to keep the no contact to protect myself. If I'm deeply rooted in that, he can't trigger guilt. And in fact, he didn't. But that's the result of a process that went on for quite some time. It doesn't just happen. So those beliefs made you use only a set of roads in your system. As we said, the roads were traveled, which became the so-called unhelpful patterns, the ones that can be triggered very quickly. So if you have a deeply rooted belief of being undeserving of love, then you're going to feel that guilt. You're going to scramble to try and please these people and get the love that you know you don't deserve, and so you have to work hard to get. And so then when you don't do it and they're letting you know, then you're going to feel the guilt, and so on and so forth. You see, these are the patterns that automatically kick into place because they are the roads well traveled in your system. The work, once we've identified these deeply rooted beliefs, is to gently allow your system to open new pathways. And how do we do that? We start, a very actually practical way is, once you've identified these deeply rooted beliefs, is can you play with the opposite? So let's say that the deeply rooted belief is that you don't deserve love. How would you act? How would you respond? How would you behave if you believed really strongly that you so deserve love, that you're super lovable? And again, this is not about bypassing and try to positive think yourself into believing the opposite of your deeply rooted subconscious belief. It's a game. It's a game that you're playing. Yeah, how would you behave? what would you respond? What would you do? And I know in my case, when I started playing this, because it was a fake it till you make it kind of process for a while, I remember going, how would I behave? Well, I actually wouldn't engage in the conversation because he has no space to, or he has no place to talk to me about my relationship with my mom. Oh, so that's how would you behave from there? And you keep playing with that. You keep sort of playing with that part alongside doing other practices that allow your nervous system to find safety inside. There's other things that need to be done together with this for this to work. And for this not to be just a rationalized exercise, because, as I said, rationality has very little to do with it. And if we try to bypass and positive think ourselves into things, it all is going to fall apart, because the subconscious wins, always wins the battle. We need to do it from an embodied place for the change to actually be deeply rooted in the body, for the change to be meaningful and to remain in the system. Okay, so alongside with other practices, but these are the three steps. So first, understanding that guilt is not the cause. Second, learn tools to navigate the waves of guilt. And third, identify these beliefs of self-blame and shame that you still carry. And then, I suppose you could say fourth step, play with how would you behave if you actually believe the opposite? And just play. You can journal about it. You can play with it in your mind. Start familiarizing with that possibility in your system alongside other practices that support you in feeling safe in your nervous system more and more and more. The end result of this work is that the guilt you felt for so long will get triggered less and less until it's not triggered anymore. And I can speak from experience on that. And as I said, I had come to a place where I had accepted that guilt was going to be with me for the rest of my life, that I was just going to live with that pain, that no matter how much I worked on myself, no matter how much I did, I was always going to feel that. And in some kind of way, I had made peace with it, but it was still very uncomfortable and yeah, very painful when the waves came. So this made all the difference. Stop fighting the guilt as if it was the enemy that's not working, but find the root cause of it, which is the shame and those beliefs that we still carry inside. And that is why that guilt can be triggered in you. It's because you carry those beliefs. The moment you identify those and start playing with those and open new pathways in your nervous system, that is going to be a game changer. And that crushing guilt is not going to be there anymore. So share your experience with me, share in the comments, send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me if you have any questions on this or on anything else on this topic of maternal narcissism and mother wounds. And again, this is what we're going to work on in the online community. This is the work that we do. This is how we support each other in understanding what these beliefs are, in going through the different practices that support your nervous system in feeling safer, in interacting with each other in a way that supports us feeling safer, so that we can explore these aspects inside, so that you can go deeper and reclaim your life. Start actually living the life that you deserve, a life where you are authentically you, where you're not feeling guilty every moment of every day, where you're not feeling anxious every moment of every day, but you're actually just feeling at ease and you're enjoying your life, because that's available. It is available. I know it feels like a faraway dreamland, but it is actually available. It is available. And that's why I love this work, and I'm not going to stop because I love seeing women reclaiming their fullness. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world. So yeah, with that, I'm going to leave you and send you lots of love, and bye for now.